If you believed in Jesus once, believe in him again. If you feel like you've come undone, this is not an accident. He's got so much love to give to you, waiting with open hands. If you believed in Jesus once, believe, believe.
I heard the news that you've been struggling for a long time, feeling lost and trapped with questions in your mind. How can God be loved when orphans starve at age 5? His love's not deep and wide. What kind of all good father would allow such pain?
Welcome to the Enduring Hope Podcast. I'm Scott McIntyre, again welcoming a rare guest today, Mr. S. the Catechist. Last time we began our conversation talking about the musical collaboration we did called Believe Again. I'd be honored if you'd listen on Spotify or wherever you like to stream music. We talked last time about doubt and the real struggle that that is for some more than others. And, you know, there are some seriously painful situations in life that for a lot of people cause them to question God's goodness.
Yeah. When I was going through my really hard time, it was easy to write sort of from the atheistic perspective because I was sort of experiencing it in a weird way. And then, it's not like I walked away or something like that. But for whatever reason, like it was almost like I can understand why someone would be having a hard time or why someone would, you know what I mean? And I have asked those questions before, but you seek out the answer and I think that they're there.
I agree. And yet it doesn't mean that it's easy. For example, you ask a question right at the beginning of the rap in this song. How can God be love when orphans starve at age 5?
Yeah, that's what one of the articles or blogs that I had read, that it was something similar to that that was brought up. Really, it comes down to the problem of pain and suffering. And I do think that is the strongest, that's the one that everybody asks. There's no getting away from it, right? And Christians have a response to it. But when you're going through something or when you see something that's so tragic and you really try to figure out, how does this fit into God's plan? Like, what is going on? It can really shake people and they can wind up losing their trust because they go, no, it's impossible. There's no way that a good loving God could fit that into his plan.
And yet, Romans 8:28 tells us that God is working all things together for good for those who love him. How can we more firmly believe that promise from Scripture?
The response in the second verse is basically like, either I trust or I don't. Because here's the thing, we don't see the whole picture. We don't see how God turns everything for good. And so basically, if you say, well, God can't be loving if he allows X, Y, and Z, what you're basically stating is that you know with 100% certainty, seeing throughout all of time, that there's no way that God can allow that to happen and still be good. But the thing is, well, that's where trust comes in. We don't see every single action. We don't see how God wraps everything up in the end. We don't have all of the information.
It's almost a little bit arrogant to think that we can draw that determination.
Right, exactly. I don't even know how my cell phone works.
I don't know how they put grooves in a CD and music comes out with a laser.
Yeah, I didn't even do well in grade 10 math. Do you know what I mean? There are things that people understand that are so beyond me, like scientific things or mathematical things, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, man, when you start asking these existential questions or how does an infinite, all-knowing, loving God allow this to happen? You'd be like, you know what? It's you have to trust him because it's not impossible for him to allow this to happen. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and our children forever. Hey, thank you for coming on again.
No problem. My pleasure.
And for those of you listening right now, I hope this is an encouragement to you as you contemplate our great and awesome God.
Believe, believe in him. I know you trust, you don't give up on God. I have hope. Believe, believe.
Christina and I will be back with more encouragement. And if you know someone who would be blessed by this podcast, please share it with them. We appreciate it so much.